Breakfast is on us. 102.9 Fresh FM.
It's music by Tyler talking about those butterflies, which is exactly what we're experiencing right now, Shaquan and I. Because we also checked out Snazzy's What You Want, and we checked it out for a certain reason, and that reason is very simple. It's straightforward. That's because the Queen, the original First Lady, royalty is officially in studio. Good morning.
Good morning.
How are you this morning?
I'm good, thank you. How are you?
I'm good. It's good to have you here.
Thank you. Welcome.
Also, you haven't aged a single second day.
I think like, I have.
Where? Please show
you
me.
You probably feel
wrinkle.
Them. You probably feel them in them knees. We can't see them. We can't see anything at all. You look so good.
Thank you.
Yeah, so man, you've got incredible genes, dude. Like you look like the girl that we saw on TV when we were in high school and like when we were at university.
Yeah.
And there she is, and here you are right now.
Here I am.
Wow.
But also don't forget, I started music when I was really, really young as well. That kind of makes sense that, you know.
Yeah. So when you say young, how old were you when you first dropped Say My Name?
When I first dropped Say My Name, I was 13. But then when I turned 16, I had to recreate it because I sounded very young.
yeah.
When I turned 16, I recreated it. But the music video was done when I was 15.
Okay.
And then the single itself, or the EP, only dropped like when I was around 16. So when I had to re-record it,
So check this out, Shaquan. Right? You know what I mean? I'm out here in Wabash Bay. You know what I mean? I'm in high school. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
My boys and I, we see Snazzy on TV, and we're like, yo, bruh, look at this girl, bruh. It was you and Ilka Platt, Cutie, back in the day that we had like the biggest of crushes on.
Oh really?
Right? Oh, dude, we had boy child crushes on you, right? And so I want to ask you this. I want to ask you this for my boy child. Okay, I want to ask you for when I was a grade 10, grade 11, I can't even remember exactly, right? So check this out, The question is this, right? If you were, like, to meet me, right, would you give me a second look?
What is going on?
Well, it's how did you look like back then?
I mean, that's actually
a good one. Are we going to be good with the looks of today?
Okay.
You have a lot of throwback pictures on your Facebook, by the way.
I have actually. Let's go to my throwback
let's
real
find
quick.
Something.
Let's find something real quick.
While he's finding that picture for us.
Yeah, no, I have to. That like my the schoolboy in me, the boy child in me.
Like, she's like, she doesn't know what to do.
You're putting me on the spot, right?
Of course. And the thing is, I'm doing this so I can go brag by the homies.
Yeah.
Because it's still fresh. You see, Snazzy said she would have looked at me twice.
Right?
Not once, but twice, y'all. Facebook is now ticking. It's a bit long.
So while he's finding that, you know what? How was it for you to step into this space at such a young age?
For me, it was exciting because I couldn't think of anything else. I was writing music already at that time.
Yeah.
Every song that I released, I wrote myself.
Okay.
And I was really, really into it. I was happy about it. I was excited. Mm. My mom was managing me at the time, which was only fair because I was really, really young. I didn't know what to do when it came to now the logistics of getting the music out there and all of that.
Yeah.
I just wanted to be behind the mic. Mm. So I was happy. I was excited. And my mom really pushed. She really did everything she could just to, you know, support her daughter.
Come on. Talented daughter.
She did an incredible job.
Yeah.
My goodness. I mean, you were all over the country. So I've got a picture here, Shaquan.
Okay.
This is my first picture that I put on Facebook in 2010.
Okay.
So this is literally just after high school.
Yeah.
No, 2009. Sorry, finished in 2008.
Okay.
So brace yourself. This is a handsome guy. Damara man. From Wabash Bay. Okay, cool. You know what I mean? Look at this. Oh, Facebook is so embarrassing.
Okay.
Look at that. You know, A little something, right?
Yeah.
Oh, wait.
Definitely man. Would have looked at you twice.
Oh, oh man, I'm sorry for putting you under pressure, man. I just had to get one over my boys, man.
Yeah.
Snazzy, it's so good to have you here. We really appreciate it.
Thank you.
Do we still call you Snazzy or is it Luis Shilongo? Explain this to us real quick.
Well, I'm more known as Snazzy, although I prefer my my real name, Louise. But for the sake of the fans, we can go Snazzy.
Oh, wait.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes.
Why did you stop releasing? Like, why did you stop? What happened? Make us understand. Because, I mean, one moment you're big, you're all over the country, you're all over our screens, print media, we fall in love with you, you know, and then you just stopped. I mean, yes, I mean, a bit later you started releasing again. We'll talk about that in a bit.
Yeah.
But why initially did you stop?
Well, I stopped because I was so consumed by the music. And I wanted to try different other things. I wanted to, and also remember, I was pretty young. I was in my early teens when I came out. So all I knew to do was music. And I wanted to learn different things, try different things, be at different places, maybe work a little here and there just to see how that also feels like. And also just to grow and to expand my skills, basically.
Did you manage to do that?
I did, yeah.
Yeah. This is now studies, now work and like family shandies.
All of that.
Okay. The previous attempts at a comeback, you did try a couple of times to come back.
Yeah.
Why were those unsuccessful?
Okay, I would say because at the time I wasn't really, really ready to come back fully, but I still wanted to do music. So I believe why they were not successful is because I just didn't market it. I just put it out there, like especially
like
for Saturday night.
Was it like passion projects or
something?
Yes,
basically. Like for Saturday night, I had this idea for a music video and I was like, I have to shoot it. But I didn't really want to put it out there that much.
That was like eight, 9 years ago.
Yeah. Though. So I decided, okay, let me just put it on YouTube and just be quiet about it. Whoever sees it, and that's it. So yeah, I didn't push it. I didn't go onto any radio stations. I didn't announce anything. It was just basically for the love of music and for the fun of it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You didn't necessarily have like a team behind you, now. Like you didn't have like a...
At that time, no. Yeah. At that time, it was just me.
But have you ever worked with like a full-blown team though?
Not necessarily.
And what's the situation now? Do we have a team now or are we just doing it independently as well?
Right now, doing it independently, but I do have people that I am working with and collaborating with.
Yeah.
Back then, like I said, it was my mom. She was doing all the pushing and everything. I was too young to understand exactly what she was doing.
Yeah, yeah.
And then after that, I was under Ogopa Butterfly, especially for What You Want and all of that.
Mm-hmm.
And then right after that, that's when now I decided to try different things.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Tell us where the modeling came into. How did we get to the modeling? And because I remember seeing you on the runway, I was like, is that Sazni? It is her! That was me, literally. And you killed it at Ventura Fashion Week last year. So how did that come about?
So modeling was something that my mom always wanted me to do because when I was young, I was really, really skinny.
Oh, were you?
I was extremely skinny.
Okay.
And my mom was a model as well. And she was like, okay, let's push your music and also try to get you in modeling. But at the time, I was such a tomboy. I didn't understand modeling. I was like, what is this? I just want to, you know, rap. I want to just do my thing, you know. But she took me to some modeling agencies and we did manage to really pursue that really well. I was even she kind of pushed me into getting into Miss Hattie S at the time because I was at Hattie S high school and I ended up winning. And then I went on
look
to
at you. just slipping it in there like, you know, I took the title just FYI.
And then that's when I understood what she saw, because I couldn't see the model in me, but she saw the model in me. And then after I won, I went on to Miss Teen Namibia at the time, and then I was second princess. So then after that, I just started doing modeling for clothing brands, etc.
Please. Yeah.
And then how I got into Vintage Fashion Week. I mean, I just decided, you know, let me get back into it as well, because it was really, really fun when I was doing it back then, and I went for casting and I was selected, and the rest is history.
Yeah. What was the biggest gig you did in terms of modeling? What was the thing where you said,
I'm gonna keep at it.
I'm keeping at it. There's some good money, or this is a huge opportunity. This is a huge gig. Uh-huh. What was that opportunity?
Where I saw the potential of a great opportunity was when I was invited to model for Queen's Park clothing brand back then.
Nice. Back then, yeah, yeah.
That was when I saw the potential of
Queen's Park was
modeling.
In Kalahari, right?
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. No. Mm. Queen's Park was a level.
Yeah.
You know, you ask what's the level, you say, yeah. Queen's Park.
I mean, even what's her name? Eben Kalondo was being dressed by Queen's Park when she was doing the news back then.
Yeah.
You know?
Listen.
Yeah.
We've got Luisa Shilongo in studio, aka Snazzy. Our childhood hero when it comes to hip hop, when it comes to music, style, fashion, how she looked, how she carried herself, either on stage or whatever the case may be. We'll continue with this conversation in the but stick around, don't go anywhere.
Why is Otwell's Namibia's? Follow me, let's go.
It's 9:23 on Namibia's Art and Soul. Thank you so much for choosing us. We appreciate it. Your favorites and the Yellow Vettled, the NSK and Shake Corn is on your radio. An extra favorite of yours from childhood is also in studio.
In
I'm talking
crush.
About none other than Snazzy. And yes, my crush.
Yes. That had confirmed a couple of minutes ago that she will definitely that she would have definitely looked at him twice.
Thank
back
you.
Then. Sinji. Gotta get it right.
Sinji. Even during my broke
yeah.
you know, skinny what is it? Falloper days. I mean, you know, hey.
Most of us were like that.
Come on, yeah.
Snazzy, let's go back in time once again. Uh-huh. Look, so you are this 15-year-old, 16-year-old, 17-year-old, you smashing it. Who was your competition back in the day? Like, who was it that you looked at it and said, oh man, this girl, she's got it, or he's got it. I don't even know what the level that you looked at yourself. Yeah. DQ Blaze, Miss Cassie, who were the names back in the day?
Back in the day, just female artists? Or?
I mean, it doesn't matter. Like, who you thought, like, yo, man, like, this is, I got to step up here.
Yeah.
Or this some and apparent level, competition and be on the level or do better.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
I would say most of us came out fairly around the same time.
Yeah.
And we were all just, the industry was still very new, you know, especially the rap music. But the people that I was excited to also work with and be with in the same space were like the Ghetto Ballerinas, the I think she was called First Lady.
Yes, yes, First
Lady was something.
Yes,
yeah.
There was Jericho. There was.
This is Rock and Jay-Z, right?
So many, actually, so many. I can't really remember all of the names right now, but definitely each and every one of them, because we were all contributing into the hip hop genre at a different level, each of us, because also it was fairly new at the time. So yeah, literally everyone.
Fast forward to today, 2025. Well, still 2024, but 2025, right? What do you think of the game right now? Does the game even still exist? My goodness. You know what I mean? There's so much talk about, well, Namibian hip-hop is dead. Is it really dead? You know, there's only a couple of cats that are really doing it. What do you think of the game overall right now?
Well, if it is dead, I'm here to
revive it.
Oh, snap! I mean, there's that lioness. There's that queen. You know what I mean? There's that. Man, I miss this. Wow. Just that strong arrogance to say, yo, I'm here, what's up?
Yeah, basically.
You know. So okay, cool. So you're here to resuscitate it.
Yeah.
And that's basically your thought of it, like your thoughts on the game.
Well, I think the game is still there, definitely.
Yeah.
Maybe not as many people as I would have wanted or thought.
At this time,
yes. So there is still room, a lot of room for hip-hop to be out there, especially Namibian hip-hop. I mean, why not?
Yeah.
Mm. Why not, you know?
And, you know, I'm actually curious, speaking of which, though, who would you love to collaborate with? Someone that you've probably been watching during the time that you, you know, were on a little break and so forth, but coming back now, who would you love to collaborate with?
I would definitely love to collaborate with all the female rappers right
Come
now.
On.
Yeah, I would love that. I would love for us to just either do a, all of us a song together, or I do a song with each and every one of them, because I'm a lover, honestly. I like to work with people. I like to share ideas. I like to explore. I like to try different things. I want to be in a space where people can also come to me and say, hey, I would love to do a song with you. For me, it's really all just about the art, honestly.
Can you see a Snazzy and Lioness?
Yeah, definitely.
Snazzy, absolutely. On top of my mind, Lioness, you and you, the both of you need to get into a studio.
You, Snazzy and Karishma.
Yes.
Snazzy and Ghetto Ballerina.
Yes.
Snazzy and Rue the Girl. Rue the Geek. Rue the Girl. Rue something.
Oh, man.
But what was her name?
But she sort of kind of changed her life now. She's now.
What do you mean?
Like, she's normal. Rue the Geek thing. Yeah, she now.
What's the tea? Do you know the tea?
No.
Oh, she saved.
Yeah. She's, you know.
Okay, but I would have loved a collaboration.
Maybe a gospel track.
Tasha Cobbs got Nicki Minaj on a song.
Yeah,
how's about that? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So you're looking into that? Like, if it comes now on the table,
if it comes on the table, I'll grab it. Why not?
Yeah. Man. And I think also now, because you're in a space of coming back to life again.
Yeah,
finding your spark again.
Uh-huh.
I think it just won't hurt to be the one that also reaches out. Like, exactly. Hey girl. You know, let's do something, because trust me, it's going to be major, man. Especially that one with Lioness and Ghetto Ballerina. I'm such a fan.
My goodness.
Love her.
Wow. I mean, we recently, we recently lost Ali the Dude, right, with Black Vulcanite.
Mm-hmm.
You know, while you were away, we also lost Cannibal and Arafat, you know. And top of mind right now of some of the guys that I remember.
Mm-hmm.
Did you know any of them personally? Did you ever get a chance to work with them, or perhaps just admire their work from far?
I did know Arafat and Cannibal.
Yeah.
Not on a personal level, but more on a music level.
Hmm.
Actually, I was doing a song with Arafat just before he passed.
Are you for real?
Yes, we were in studio. He never got to finish it, but I did recreate the song just to have him.
What song is this?
It's a song that will be released next.
Okay.
That's incredible, man. Let's talk about new music now.
Mm-hmm.
Right, let's talk about, I mean, you've got something that dropped on YouTube right now. I'm looking at it and I'm like, listen, when we say above average,
this is what we mean.
When we say a dormant queen has been awoken, you poked the bear and now she's awake.
Can I just say something though?
Yeah.
This video was released literally the moment that she walked into the fish studio.
That's incredible, man.
It's about 30 minutes ago.
It is actually 30 minutes ago.
Yeah. Talk to us about this song, Snazzy. Slay. You work with Agopa. Walk us through the thinking here, dude.
Okay, so Slay is basically saying, I'm back, right? Mm. I'm back and I'm here to slay. And it's just basically a reintroduction to myself as Snazzy the artist, and also keeping in mind that there has been a gap of time that I haven't been into music. So it's basically reintroducing myself to those who already knew me and then introducing myself to those who don't.
Yeah.
So it's basically saying, hey, this is me. I am back. And yeah.
I mean, Dureski is like a mapiano, bro. Like, you know what I mean? You think you get them on your side?
I mean, for those that love hip hop, why not?
Why not? You know? Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
We can't all do I'm a piano, really.
No.
Yeah.
So you're not selling out the game. You're not You're not gonna challenge yourself.
Well, maybe. Why not? I mean, like I said, art is art. Music is music. If I feel led to get it, step into a different genre, I will definitely bring a little bit of hip hop to that as well. So why not?
The credits behind the video itself, the visuals.
Yeah, for Slay.
For Slay. Mm-hmm. Talk to us about that.
Okay, so the music video was done by Ogopa Butterfly.
Mm-hmm.
The director is Ace Daniels. And yeah, we we came together. We shot it within about 2 or 3 days. And yeah.
Mm-hmm. What was the best part of it, though? Sorry. What was the best part of just being in that creative space again? Yeah.
The best part of it is coming up with a concept, getting the outfits done.
Yeah.
You know, just basically the entire creativity behind the production.
The production.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Exciting.
Ogopa, man, still, you know, one of the best in clearly looking at these visuals.
Yeah.
Ogopa said, listen.
You thought?
You
let me tell you something.
Let me tell you something.
Hold my whiskey. Seeing that it's Sula, probably my HTO. We're going to premiere this song. He's going to get me for that. We're going to premiere the song right now.
Yeah.
And then we'll check out our voice note or two. And then we'll close off this conversation. This is brand new from Snazzy. The song is so-called Slay. Let's get into it right after this.
Every fashion week, yeah, you never catch me slipping. Hey! I really mean it. Now he blowing up my phone like every single minute. I do this for fun, who is so blunt? You never see me on a date with a bum. Cause he got the cheese, he care on my knees. He's not just a king, he brought like a beast. The giant's now awake, about to serve you all a plate. I'm about to serve you all steak. I'm about to make this earthquake.
And that's just the beginning.
Yeah.
That's just
the beginning.
No,
it's the return of the goddess of rap.
Yeah.
Get it right. Clock it.
Oh, yes.
Like, I can play this in the club.
Yeah.
Right?
Yes.
Like, I can
bump to it.
It's like a girl. It's like a, I don't want to say girl anthem, but I'm going to say girl anthem. But it's like an anthem, man.
Basically. I mean, it's for anyone who, you're feeling yourself, you're all, you know, you're literally feeling yourself and you came to Slay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Slay, this is actually the perfect time to release it also. Brand new year, people with brand new mindsets, new goals, new attitudes. Yeah. I'm here for it.
I mean, can I also just speak also on behalf of the gents?
Okay.
Right? I can see Solange.
Yeah.
Playing this.
Oh, like, yes.
At the Loft.
She's a hip hop DJ.
Right?
Yes, it's right up her alley.
Yeah. And her or Alba.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Her, mm-hmm. Them playing it, right? And as gents, and then the ladies get happy.
Okay.
Right? And then the ladies start dancing, right? And as the gents.
Wow!
We just, yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, admiring the Slay.
Right? Admiring all the ladies slaying in the club.
Right?
Oh, man, this is amazing. Yeah. Yes, it's short, but like you explained, it's literally just the intro.
Yeah.
Right?
We are so excited, man. Genuinely, we are so excited to have you back.
So we're expecting an album, though.
Yeah, for sure. I actually never had an album before.
It was just EP, singles here.
It was just an EP, of which on that EP, I only had like 2 or 3 songs. The rest were songs by RV Inc., the other artists that were also part of the label back then.
Mm. It's an RV Inc. Hooter, bro. Wow.
So yeah, I never had an album. So I'm excited. I'm really excited.
This is crazy business. We've got a couple of people that are really excited that you're in studio. You know, Prince Angola, who's out in China.
Yeah.
Says he.
Hi, Prince.
You know, he's saying hi. Apparently, you guys were schoolmates at HTS also.
Yeah.
There's also a voice note here from Aburi Gideon.
I'll be honest with you guys. First of all, Sneezy, we love you, man. So much.
Love you too.
I am really thankful that Sneezy is back in the game.
Are we?
I just DM'd her on Insta.
Why? He's just putting it out here, bro.
Yeah. No, FYI, I'll just check it out.
Just, you know what I mean? Just look at the DM, bro.
On Insta, but like for real, I'm proud of you, girl.
Aww.
You're doing a good job and you look hot.
Thank you.
Not like the 2010s, bro. You look hot. You were hot, I guess. But like now you're like hotter.
Yeah, man.
Let's see how the rhymes are, man. Are they that hot?
Aww.
Hope so, man.
Well,
shout out to Fresh FM.
Yeah.
Shout out to Sneezy. Big ups.
Appreciate it.
The song is just played, so.
Yeah, so the visuals are officially up on YouTube right now for the song that we just premiered, that is Slay.
Yeah.
Be sure to check it out. The channel's name is Louise Shilongo, but Snazzy Slay. Type that and it's definitely going to pop up.
You better
blow off her comment section.
What are your final thoughts, man? Like, what are your parting words? The song dropped. It's up now.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? You explained to us what happened.
Mm-hmm.
As a country, we collectively forgiving you.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, we forgiving her for leaving us. Why is she? As we're angry.
No.
Okay,
where did she go?
So half forgiven. Okay.
Yeah, half forgiven.
I'll make up again.
Yeah, she'll make it up for us with the album, number one.
Yeah.
It's because we are the accountability partners.
Yes.
Number two, the collaboration with all this amazing female rappers in Namibia.
Oh, yeah.
We need just the female space to be revived a little bit more, you know. Can't just expect one person to carry it. But you're back and we're just so happy.
Thank you.
Yeah.
I'm happy too.
Yeah.
I've missed this so much.
Come on, my gosh.
She's so natural
at this, dude. Like, you know what I mean? Like, look at her glow, her smile. You know what I mean? Maybe it's got something to do with this dumber man here. I don't know. But hey, listen.
So it's nice. Just between the two of us, right? No, I'm not talking to you. So he got a fresh haircut.
Sorry?
I mean, you know.
He got a fresh haircut. And he did his hair yesterday.
Oh, really?
When the interview was confirmed, yeah.
Ooh. Why you just... See this one. Snazzy, thank you so much for your time.
Thank you
so
for having
much.
We appreciate you. As a country, we love you.
You know what I mean?
I love you guys too. Thank you. And it feels so good to be back. And it feels so good to be welcomed back like this.
Oh, yeah.
It really, really inspires me to just keep on doing it.
Go harder, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, wait.
No, go at it. No, there's no stopping from now. It's all the way up from here.
Yep.
As a black, talented queen, we here for it, man. We want you to win. We want you to thrive. And you're a friend to the station now, friend to the show itself.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
So whatever it is that you're working on, you got us.
Yay.
If you need, you know, like backups in the video, fine looking Damara. You know, we are available.
Snazzy, officially back. That's on the scene. Go check out a video. Let's get it to 1 million views in record time. This is what we're talking about.
And we'll share the link on our WhatsApp status.
Yes, we will.
Do it right now.
This is what we're talking about when we say above average international quality. Let's leave it at that. It's at 9:42 in Namibia's Art and Soul. There's still so much more coming your way.
Breakfast is on us. 102.9 Fresh FM. Fresh.